In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, proclaiming God's Word. I want to start with Isaiah 43. Father Joseph said it the other night. I want to just encourage you. The Scripture says, "Now, N-O-W, now, thus says the Lord, who created you." You were created by God. You are not a mistake. O Jacob, who formed you. He formed you in your mother's womb. Fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear is useless. Just trust Jesus. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Not only did he form us, not only did he name us, he's bought us back. Redeemed means to buy us back. And how did he do that? On the cross, through the blood of Jesus. You are bought with the no diminishable price of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus, the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. I have called you by name. He calls you by your name. He doesn't call you by your social security number. It's by name I have called you. You are mine. Do you believe it today that you belong to him? You belong to the Father. You belong to Jesus. You belong. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, and you will pass through the waters, I will be with you when you pass through the waters. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overflow on you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Why? For I am the Lord, I am God, I am the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. I gave Egypt for ransom and Ethiopia and Saba for you. I am the Lord. Since you are precious in my sight, the Lord says to you today, you are precious in my sight. And you are honorable. And I love you. Do you believe it today? The Lord says you're precious in his sight. He redeemed you with his blood. You're precious in the sight of God. You're honorable and you're loved. You're not a mistake. Oh, maybe your father and mother said you were a mistake, but not to God. Not to God. You are not a mistake. Fear not, for I am with you. But I'm going to even say something better that John says. Fear not, for I am in you. I am in you through the power of the Holy Spirit. I am in you. All these things that the Scripture says is so important that we hear them and that we believe them. Not to be afraid. Oh yes, fear is useless. It delivers us from peace to fear. Not to be afraid. You're called by name. You are his. He is yours. He has redeemed you. He is not only with you. You are precious in his sight. He loves you. You are his and he is yours. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. You are his and he is yours. You are precious in his sight. Say it out loud. I am precious in the sight of God. I am precious in the sight of God. He knows my name. He knows my name. He has redeemed me in his blood. He has redeemed me in his blood. He is with me. He is with me. He is in me. He is in me. Yes. I am precious in His sight. I am precious in His sight. Luke 22, verse 24, the scripture says, "And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest." They never learned that to be great is to serve. "And He said unto them, The kings and the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But it shall not be so with you. But he that is greatest, let him be the younger. And he that is chief, let him do the serving. For what is greater, the one who sits at table or the one who serves? Is not he that sits at table? But I am among you as one who serves." The Lord is among us as one who serves. What did He do on the night before He died? He not only gave us His body and blood, but He washed the feet of the disciples. He is the servant. That is the slave's job, to wash the feet of the disciples. And then Peter said, "Not me." And Jesus said, "If I do not wash you, you have no part in me." He wasn't talking about His feet. He was talking about the blood. "If I do not wash you in my blood, you have no part in me. You are they who have continued with me in my temptations. I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." They were fighting who's going to be at His left and who's going to be at His right. They even had the mother come and say, "You know what? My son should be at your left or at your right." Jesus says, "No, I has come to you as a servant, and you people have to learn it's all about service." Jesus foretells Peter's denial. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you, that your faith fail not, that when you are converted, strengthen your brethren." I'm telling you this, this is real. Jesus Christ prayed for Simon that his faith would hold out, even though he denied him. But let me tell you this, at the right hand of the Father now, Jesus is praying for you. He intercedes for us as the great high priest at the right hand of the Father. Lord, I give you my brother Anthony. Just pray for him, that Jesus will be praying for him right now at the right hand of the Father. We say amen to that. "And he said unto them, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. And Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before you have three times denied me and three times denied that you know me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without a purse and without a scrip and shoes, did you lack anything? And they said, no, nothing. Then he said unto them, but now he that has a purse, let him take it. Likewise a scrip, and he that has no sword, let him sell garment and buy a sword. For I say unto you that this is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among transgressors." This is the cross. "For the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. It is enough. Never mind. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives." This is the place where Jesus would pray, overlooking the city of Jerusalem. The Mount of Olives is higher than Mount Zion. And that Mount Zion was where the temple was. And he looks into the city. Remember what he did a couple of chapters ago. He looked into the city and began to weep because they did not know his visitation. And what did he say? Not a stone upon a stone. Why? Because you fail to realize the visitation of God in Christ Jesus. The visitation. "And he went out, and as he was usually to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed Jesus. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, Pray that you may not enter into temptation. Oh yes, that still works today. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. I tell you today, the big temptation for people, especially men, is pornography, using the internet. Using the internet. It is the most looked at things in the internet. You need not to look at that stuff. I tell you what you need to do is when you see that woman, I'm going to tell you, you see your sister there. Would you want your sister to be doing what that woman is doing? See your mother there. Would you want your mother doing what that woman is doing? This is not a meat market. This, the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Pray that you may not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he kneeled down and prayed. What did he pray? Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. What cup is he talking about? The cup of suffering that he is enduring in the garden. If you are willing, remove this cup from me. He was not saying, I do not want to go to the cross. There was, Jesus was beginning to become a sin offering in the garden, and he started to take our sins on. That's why we call it the agony in the garden. And, but your will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. So God answered the prayer. He sent a beautiful angel to minister unto Jesus. Oh God, there are so many angels. We need them to minister unto us. Are not these ministering spirits sent to serve those who are on the way to salvation? Hebrews 1st chapter, last verse. Yes, Lord, we need ministering angels to keep our eyes fixed on you, to keep our eyes fixed on you. And he began to be in agony, and he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. Yep, it was very heavy. Jesus was taking on himself the sins of the world. They started to flow into Jesus. That's why he said, let this cup pass. And he sends an angel, the Lord, to help Jesus in his sorrow. Now the disciples are all sleeping because it's heavy. It's heavy. Have you ever been with a person that's very depressed? You go into the presence and you feel this cloud coming over you, not the glory cloud, but the dark cloud. And I'm telling you, my friends, his disciples were feeling that sorrow, and they fell asleep. It was too much for them. And he said unto them, Why do you sleep? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he spoke thus, behold, a multitude, and that which was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. My Lord, this is the kiss of death. And Jesus said unto him, Judas, have you come to betray the Son of Man with the kiss? When they were about him saying what would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite these people with the sword? And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered them, No, no, thus far. And he touched the ear, and he healed the ear. He healed the man, the servant of the high priest. Then Jesus said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders, which will come to him, Are you come out against the thief and with the sword? When I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. I'm thinking about the chief priest's servant. I wonder what he thought after the ear was taken off and then Jesus put it back on and healed it. I wonder if he was converted. It was his ear, the ear of the servant. Important. I wonder if he was ever converted, because this happened to him. He felt the blood trickle down his face, and Jesus takes the ear and puts it back on and heals the servant's ear. I wonder if he was converted. I would believe he would be. Who could not be converted when you have this great miracle taking place? In the presence of agony, in the presence of agony, Jesus is in his agony because he is taking on the sins of the world. And he took with him especially Peter, James, and John, and they all fell asleep because of the heaviness, because of the darkness, because of what Jesus was doing. They sipped it, and they couldn't stand it. Then they took Jesus and led him and brought him to the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. So they take Jesus to the high priest's house, and that can be seen on Mount Zion. We've been there, Caiaphas's house. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall where they sat down together, Peter sat down among them. But a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and looked earnestly upon Peter and said, "This man was also with Jesus." Oh my. This man was also with Jesus. He denied it, saying, "Woman, I don't know him. I don't know him. Do you hear me?" And after a little while, another saw him and said, "You are also of them." And Peter said, "Man, I am not of them." And about the space of 1 hour, and another confidently affirmed, saying, "Of truth, this fellow was with Jesus, for he is a Galilean." And Peter said, "Man, I know not what you say." And immediately while he yet spoke, a cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, "Before the cock crows, you shall deny me 3 times. How does Peter respond? And Peter went out and wept bitterly. He didn't go out and hang himself. He realized that what he did was wrong, what he did was evil, and he starts weeping and weeping and weeping. Tears are wonderful. He was weeping. Now the Lord looked at Peter. Do you think he looked at him with hate? No, he looked at him with compassion. And Peter goes out and weeps bitterly. Have you ever wept for people? Have you ever wept for your son or your daughter or your grandchildren? I tell you, weeping brings the power of God to answer prayer. When we weep before the Lord for people, I remember the story of a young woman who was a student of this teacher. And the teacher was an atheist, and she was a believer. And she would go home and weep for him. She would weep because he was so lost. He was so lost. And she would weep for her teacher. And one day, he was on a cruise, and someone gave him a New Testament. And he opened to the 8th chapter of the New Testament about the woman that's caught in adultery, and he didn't know what Jesus was going to say, and he realized that Jesus was the Lord when he said, "Let him without sin cast the first stone." But you want to know what saved that man? The student's tears, that she wept over him because he was so lost. He was so lost that she wept over him. Peter went out and wept bitterly. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded Jesus, they struck him in the face. They're playing a game with it. It's called the King's Game. So he is the April Fool. Jesus is the April Fool. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? My Lord, they are going against the very Son of God. They are going against the very King of the universe. Prophesy, who is it that smote thee? And many other things they blasphemed, spoke against Jesus. And as it was day, the elders of the people and the chief priests and the scribes came together and led Jesus out of the council, saying, Are you the Messiah? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God. Oh my gosh, they're going to say he's blaspheming. Then said they all, Are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, You say that I am. And they said, What need do we have for further witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. Chapter 23. And the whole multitude of them arose and led him before Pilate. My Lord, you see, before Pilate, he's not going to say a word. You want to know why? Because he's drawing the sins of the world into himself. He's not going to say one word because he's drawing the sins of the world into himself. Do you believe today you are precious in his sight? Do you believe that you've been redeemed, bought with the blood of Jesus? Do you believe today that he called you by name? Do you believe today that the Lord Jesus went to the cross for you so that you would have new life and go to heaven? Do you believe that he rose from the dead? What do you believe? Are you witnessing to Jesus? Are you witnessing to Jesus? Or you just listen to me and say, you know what? I just listen to that man with the loud voice. No, are you witnessing to Jesus? Yesterday we had with me Father Ilrich, and I hope many of you people have sent money to me. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass, 02152. All the money will go to Father Ilrich. You can make your checks out to Holy Rosary. But on the bottom, put Haiti, so we know where the money is coming and going to. They don't even have water there. They drink the dirty, rotten water, and they get cholera and die. This is very sick. We have more water than what we could ever use. We don't even use the spigot anymore in the house. We go buy other water because they say it's cleaner. I don't know if it is, but that's what they say. And people are buying bottles of water. And water is a commodity for the poor people that are in Haiti. It's something that they don't have. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm going to look at Isaiah 43 again. Now, says the Lord, who created you. Yes, you're not a mistake. O Jacob, who formed you in your mother's womb, fear not. Do not be afraid, for I have bought you back. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are not some insignificant no one. You have been bought with the blood of Jesus. When you pass through the waters, and we go through the deep waters many times, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, and you are precious in my sight. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.